Let's begin.
Good morning.
How are you? Okay, let's begin. Daf Chof Amir Aleph, Kesivas Oisiyos Achronis Shebes Sefer Torah Sheyesh Adam Sheino Hogi. It's a great topic. Okay, I'm sure you've all been to a Hachnosa Sefer Torah. And the Mechabed, everyone who wants to come put a dot, wants to put a dot in the Sefer Torah. So sometimes people who come forward to put a dot, they demand, they want to put a dot in the Sefer Torah. And it could be they're not Shomer Shabbos. Sometimes it's worse. Okay, one of the person not a Shomer Shabbos. Okay, he's Tinik Shenishba. But sometimes you have a Pikarsim, Mamish, people Lahachis. So what are you going to do? Is it going to be a psul in the Sefer Torah? So we discuss here some of these issues. Mehagim. There is an Abikaris. There is.
He be, and is he buried in the cemetery?
Let's see. There's not. Let's see. Mehagim. Okay, let's go. Listen. Mehagim b'tfutzos Yisrael b'yom shegoyim lichtev sefer Torah shemachadim anoshim b'ksivas oisios oyim meichrim hamitzvah. It is the custom in Klal Yisrael today, in the modern day and age. I don't know if this took place years ago. They had such a thing go back 100 years ago. They did such a thing, but the way we do it today, we mechabe people to write the oisios, or we sell the zchus to write the ed or the dot into the letter. They are gedolim that said this is not a good idea what's going on. Because I've seen this, sometimes yeah, people did, politicians come, they also want to put a lot of Jewish, even a guy, why not? Let the mayor. What?
What's the origin? Money.
Money. George Washington.
Seriously, money.
It's all money. It's money because you sell it. Recently. How long could this be going on for? 50 years. I don't know. How long could this be? Maybe it's earlier. Fine, let's see.
The right user better then?
Yeah.
Much older.
The story with
the Vilna Gaon, you just heard this.
Yeah, the Vilna Gaon what?
No. That was a different story. They got a Sefer Torah, they got it from a guy. And they don't know if it was written by a Yid or maybe it was written by a man.
Yeah.
So they asked him to look at it. So he said, show it to me.
Right.
So he looked at it, and he said, he looked at the last Isaiah. He says, this was written by a man.
Yeah, some say for
there's different people who say it, but it's written by a man, he says, because the letters are so perfect, it's like the first couple of letters.
So it's mashed, they did this even years ago.
It's 200 years ago.
Okay, fine.
The word of the some say was that he said, Vinig Yisrael Torah.
Okay. The Yesh Bazem Mishum Sefer Torah Shekosvay Min Viapikoris Shadinoi Bisrefa. The Oid Shaksav Minumar, the Ksav is sloppy. Rabbi Seinu Amr Sheyichtoi Bidyoi Noe Zekeli Vianvewich be written by Ethan Muhudar, Al Kain Al Yide Lavla Uman, the Yeshnam Achodim Mehasefim Shechoshim Lze.
Sometimes, first we sell it, everybody,
and then when it's over you do it. You erase the entire thing and you write it. You rewrite everything. That's not so easy to do today with today's parchment and today's inks. It's once you write, it's not the same. It's right. You cannot properly. You can see once you scratch it.
Once you scratch out,
it's a
meuve she'eino yochol liskoin. You cannot today the way it's so. The Sefer Yeshua's Chaim Yehagun B'Chaim Yeshaya Koin Marachoiv Kosav Levatel Haminuk. Rak Misha Yitzel Shielay Chelik Bemitzvah Zo Yitin Lasov Eschark Siva Vyaseo Shaliach Lichtai Bemekomo. The best thing to do is to go and appoint him as your agent. And that's what they do in some of the good, better places. You go and you come there, and you hold on to the. They just sabal, like you make hold the sofer. You hold on to his hand, whatever you want. You wash him, do it. It's all symbolic. The Kaimulon Shaluchoi Shal Adam Kimoyzel Beprach Alidei Hatashlumim Nechsheves Hakasiva Al Shemo. By giving money, you show you're serious. Vyarchiach Kei Mesuginayin Sham Ulam. Okay, so therefore he says, this is when it's done, it's not a good idea. Ulam, the shoot.
If the Apikaris gives him money, then.
So then you say, and then the kavana is the sofer realizes that I'm not acting as your agent, I'm doing this on my own.
Money from the guy.
Yeah, right, it's a
I don't think we go that far.
What?
I don't think you go that far.
A guy can give a carbon. He's not Michael.
When it comes to Beis Hamikdash, he gives the money to the guy. Okay. Ulam b'shut tiroish v'yitzor hevi mikzav bal hasfasem al dvar ksivas oisios nirishu kovet hatoyro lechabed hanoshem. No, don't be mevatel the minute it's covered hatoyro to give an opportunity. The gam im nimtzon b'neihem anoshem pechusim ein linoya b'avur zeh. Shrei gam hasofer mesakin achakach oisios, because they'll make the best out of it. So therefore, the sasemet says, give people an opportunity. Some people, this is everything. This is such hanah. I remember this must have been 30 years ago. My father, Shulam Yitzchak, they had a new sefer Torah. And everyone was given, a lot of people were allowed to write. The sefer, Rabbi Schertzer was the sefer. I think he allowed Kamat, most people, David Schertzer, he allowed most people. And I remember they hung up pictures. They hung up on the bulletin board like 50 pictures. And everyone chapped the pictures. everyone, it was like a picture, basically, every single person who came to participate. Yeah. And you saw the poyo, the chavivas. People had such hanah, they took such pride in having the opportunity to write an Ois Sefer Torah, and they demanded that they get a copy of their picture, and they cherished it. So you see the poil. So you're going to deny this from people? People want to have this hanah. You can't deny this from people. Let's see. B'masha oyisha sefer oisa b'sefer sefer Torah oisa chalulos b'liv diyoy b'emsa. Okay, this is what's done today. Today there's an outline. Today it's very common to make an outline, the last few lines. The mutter shemach shmutter should maybe here in lechatchila it's mutter shemechal leShabbos yimlu b'diyoy oisios eila. So here they're not really writing the letter. The letter already is, the outline already is present, and the people are just filling in the ink. So maybe here in lechatchila you are allowed to be mechabed in mechal leShabbos. He's not really doing anything because of shnir shekim hachalulim heim kisiv gemur. He holds no. He holds that even though it's hollow, it's not called a kosher letter, and when the Mechal Shabbos fills in the entire thing, it's mamish, it's ki'ilu, it was written by the Mechal Shabbos, and you got a big problem. I'm sorry, the other way around. The nearer the koshenir shahakavim hachalulim heim kesiva gemura. The hollow letter is already considered to be a kosher ois. It's a kosher ois when it's hollow, and what you add, you fill in. Why mibnei she'ein shiur lo'ivei ha'oisios? There's no shear to the thickness of the letter. The afshakavim kifulim, even though it's double because it's hollow. The gam einem ukafim gevil sharei akav ho'echa nageh be'asheni lamalu lamat mikomokem harei biyachad im asheni kavim yesh kan tsuras ois v'kosher. He holds. He's saying here an incredible chiddush divrei Malkiel. That a letter, the way the seifim write at the end of the sefer Torah, where they are, they have been outlined, and you only need to fill in the middle. It's called already a kosher letter. So when a mechal Shabbos
was the story that you told also, about.
If a Mechal Shabbos fills in the hollow, he's not doing anything wrong. He's not ruining the letter. Because it's already a kosher letter when it's outlined. It's been done already.
So was that the story with you?
Yeah, I'm going to get to the story later on. I'll come to the story later on. It's exactly what happened. Mekosher. V'chein hevi b'tzilei chimadeti sh'ein yoytzi b'dei chavosa k'siva. I'm sorry, v'akam b'kom okam b'harai b'yachan ayim ha'shedi kam yesh kan tzuris. Ois, the kosher. V'chein hevi b'tzilei chimdosi sh'ein yoytzi. That if the letter already has been written, it's outlined, and you're just filling in the center, you're not in halacha considered to have been written a letter in the Sefer Torah. You're being fooled. If you get a kibbutz to go fill in a letter, you're not really doing anything because the letter already is a kosher letter before you fill in the letter. By the way, when you give you a little, they give you to put in a dot. They can give 50 kibbutzim from one letter. On one letter, you can give 50 kibbutzim. There's so much to fill in on one letter. Even the yud, you both put a little dot. You can get 50 people with the same letter. The smart soifim, they leave over very, very little. You don't realize how much time it takes. If you ever been to one of these things, sometimes they leave over 4 or 5 lines, and then everyone comes late. all the mechubadim, the people you want to be mechabe, they come very late. You know, they're supposed to already have the procession, so they come late. And then they finally, they come, and then this one, that one, and then it's very late, we're already half an hour late. And then the sofer has to go do two lines. It takes a long time. It takes even longer to fill in. Besides the drawing, it takes even longer to fill in than it takes to write. If you have a real sofer, so he writes one, two, three. When you fill in, it's very delicate. It's very hard. It's very hard. So it's
solution to this.
Yeah.
You have a the last amud is a separate amud.
The whole, what do you mean, you cannot let it have a column one armor, you know, to be stitched. It's not, you have to have at least three, you don't want to do that.
The last three, and it, you know, it's specially made so that it goes around to all,
let's go a bit further, okay. The Chumash Chazal says the world begadol to us oisios v'katan milei oisos she'ein in the kalkel mizem mikaven shagadol kvar kosav es ikaris the al kain the im kol ze kosav leesos shamachal shabbos imalei chalal ois kibidyoi ki iev sheli zor v'hu noisin diyoi gam al akavim udiyoi shaloi lushma lagavim shlushma pois lapri begadim misadik ayin sham. Now he does point out different makil, there's a problem even though technically, the letter is already a kosher letter. So if the Mechal Shabbos would not be Kairos, he fills in that he's not doing anything, but he says they have another problem. It's inevitable that when he fills in the letter, he's also going to pass ink over the edge of the letter, which was already written. So it's now called Diyoy Al Gabe Diyoy. So the second, according to the Prima Godman, has a suffix. If it's got apikaris, he writes on top of a previously kosher letter, 100%, there's a suffix in the Prima Godman if the Sefer Torah is possible. So if you can be accurate and just fill in the dots, fill in the blank space, it would be okay. But because when you're going and you're filling in the blank, the empty space in the center, and the letter is so small, it's inevitable that you're going, the yoy is going to overlap and cover over part of the kaf, part of the line that was already there. So then basically it's diyoy al gabi diyoy for a part of the letter that is essential, and the Sefer Torah will be Sufik Pasul. Baram Beshut Yad Yitzchot Nishal Gamkein Kama B'mash Gam B'mechal Shabbos Kosim Oisios Le'enei Kol Yisrael Kishagoyim Aksivas Sefer Torah V'hevi Shom Atzas Ashoy Lichtoiv O'oi Sheyia Kosher Al Pi Hadin of like it's Kosher Mikra Hadin V'mechal Shabbos Himali Rak HaChalal V'chuchelik V'chucholik Olav Ki Mitzar Hadin. So over here the Shut Yad Yitzchot, he said this Pasul Ki Mitzar Hadin Tzorch L'malos Kol Ois V'im Lo Yimalena Ein Zek Siva Tchamo V'kevan Shekein Gam Lo Yichtav V'mechal Shabbos Rak So the Shut Yad Yitzchak disagrees with the entire premise. He holds that a letter that is hollow is not called an ois. It's not an ois. He does not hold to this principle of the Yad Malkiel, the Divrei Malkiel, that ein shiur lo'oyveh ha'oisiyos, and an outline letter is a kosher letter b'diyeved. He holds it's not a kosher. Doesn't have the tzur of an ois. The Meila, if Mechal Shabbos fills in, even if he's super careful not to add anything to the edge, it's still possible. Period. Yeah.
Can you have someone? You know somebody in Mechal Shabbos.
Yes.
How can you tell
him
you're not allowed to do that?
So you're in a big, so you don't want to do that, right? So what are you going to do? So you have to think. Ezeh chacham harayas andaylat. No one's going to write in the Sefer Torah. So then loy pluk. So then you're not insulting him. You're not insulting him. Okay, it's a problem. Bekuntris. Bekuntris. Let's go further. What?
Maybe it's mechal shabbos secretly. You don't know.
You don't have to be chayish for that. You don't have to be chayish, a person mechal Shabbos secretly. A person, an outstanding member of the community, you don't have to... That's not a mechal Shabbos, because he has an Erev. You don't have to be chayish for such a thing. If a person is be a person, the mechal Shabbos be for Hesia, he's mamash mechal Shabbos, so that's a whole... That's
a person, an apikoros. You don't know he's an apikoros. You know he's secretly an apikoros. Not if he smokes cigarettes.
Okay, we all know this is a you don't have to be chayish for these things. The kuntres betziloi chimadeti hevi miagoin mi tish. How do you pronounce his name? Mi Tashbin.
Shabin.
Shabin. Shubin. I'm not good with the Hasidic names. I'm a Litvak. The son-in-law of the one who sponsored the Sefer Torah, Shalpi Shoholach Im Strimel. He's wearing a strimel. He came to the Achnas Sefer Torah with a strimel on Shabbos. Everyone knows what really is going on with this guy. Okay, it's just a show. The Hagoyin Hanal Chosha Sheyirtze Gamu Lichtav Oitz Sefer Torah V'Yah Sefer Torah Sefer B'Sheil Chamur Al Kashrusa. So the Shubinarov saw that the sponsor's son-in-law was there, and he knew this is a recipe for disaster. So he said, he was clever, and he said, "She'ein tzarich shahakahal yichtivu ois b'sefer Torah." No one's going to write. Ve'af hu lo yichtayv. The Shubin Rav, I'm also not going to write. No exceptions. B'nei she'ois yois miskalkalim ma'ad, because it's going to become sloppy. So therefore, he was clever. That's not, he wasn't the issue. The issue was because there was a Mechal Shabbos that was present that was going to be a political nightmare for them, and therefore, al kein kulum yasu shliach, as a sefer, Bechsivas oisios umoni oz umoni oz umin umini oz leirotza hagoyin mi chubin umay oz whatever it is umini oz from then on leirotza hagoyin mi chubin lichleiv ois bechnas sevator abba welcome shenich shash kuzer kevin shomar pam achas sheino koyset. He was a man of integrity. He has such a mindset that for the rest of his life, whenever he went to achnas sefer Torah, he did not write in a sefer Torah in ois, because he would be mitzi las right away. People would bring up the records and what's going on. Isn't that an amazing story? A story from a gadol.
Something that doesn't read this sefer, I guess not.
The inyan zeh. Hey, the Sefer Elif Kosaf, Pamachas, Matsu Sefer Torah Basada. Okay, here's a shot. They found Sefer Torah Basada. V'nistapku bo'im Kosaf Min. This is Mamash, the story you're talking about, maybe. Okay, they found the Sefer Torah Basada. And they did not know who wrote the Sefer Torah. Was it written by a Min? Oi, Goy, Shadinai, Kim, Mavur, Bishochanach, the Goyinzoi, Oil, Sarfa. You have to put in Gneza, burn it. The Yitzir Hashem, Lifnei, Rabban, Shalit, 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 Yekiva, Eger. Same story, same Rabbi Kiva Eger. You give a person a letter, some do this, when they call you up to write a letter, what's your name? If your name is Aaron, so they give you an Aleph. If your name is Binyamin, they give you a Beis. And you fill in a dot in that letter. So therefore, Kagoyin im Shmo Moshe Koysev Oismem Muvan Shoysios Shenichlevu Meharbe Anoshim Einem Dem Zelazeh. If the letters are going to be filled in, the dots are going to be filled in, it's going to be sloppy. Therefore, Vinei im Hoya Koysev Yisrael Ozbelit Savik Hoy Oysek Kiminogan Shalit Shol Hanal. Certainly, there was a ceremony, and everyone got together and gave out kibbutim, and therefore it's going to be sloppy. Ulchen, therefore, Yibduku im Oysios Besef Hasifatora Einem Dem Zelazeh. The Yim Lo Yim Sekain Elo Kol Seif Yashuas Shal Zois Abracha. If you see that all the letters are identical, it was written by a cipher, then you know that it's a chashash, it's a reyasa. It may have been written by a goy or an apikores. The hoysif b'shem harav mi bayan Rabbi Yuda Sternhol, Shazer Hamaisa Yesh Lumas Bitora. What's the right? You can see this is a remes to this in the Torah. The Atah now. Kisvu Lochem Es Hashir Hazos Simo Bifihem Lamantia Li Hashir Hazos Le'ed Bivne Yisrael. Beautiful drush. Shekavonas Aposik Lochemhu Shekol Echod Vi Echod Yisayea Bixivas Ois Achas. Kisvu Lochem, when it comes to clue the Sefer Torah, every single person in Shul should be given the opportunity to put a dot in the Sefer Torah. Vehadin Hu. Shakaisid b'torah tzach likois b'fiv kol teiv ois lifnei sheikh devena v'hainu lochem. Shkol echad yichtav ois. Everyone should write a letter and sima b'fihem. Before you write the letter, you should say the letter or say the word. Say, they do this sometimes. You get a sefer Torah, so you say, you're putting in a letter, you say, first you say, l'shein kiddusha sefer Torah. And then if you're writing Moshe, so you say Moshe. And you put the letter in the mem. You put the dot in the mem, or you're writing whatever letter, you say the word, or you say a lot of different stuff, do different things. Sima b'fihem. Sheyoymar kol echo lefnei haksiva ois b'piv. That's the halach. You're supposed to say the word before you actually write the word. You give the word kedusha. The sofer, he imparts kedusha into the word by his amir before he writes it. Lamantia le'eid b'nei Yisrael. Shezeh hasimen shenichtava ha-Torah al yidei Yisrael. Beautiful drush. V'yata, one more time, the drush is V'yata kisvu lochem es hashir hazos. Every single member of the community should be given the opportunity to go and write a letter. Lochem. Sima b'fiyem. Before you write the letter, you should say the letter b'peh. And by doing so, it's going to be sloppy. And when it's sloppy, that it will serve as an aid, as testimony that this Sefer Torah was written by human beings, by Klal Yisrael, by observant Jews, and not by Goyim or Apikoros. Mantia li hashira hazos le'ed b'vnei Yisrael, and not among the Goyim. Beautiful. With a contrast, b'tzilei chemdasi, hevi b'shem ha'goyim, mi chubrin. Shabrin, Tzatzal, Shama B'Shem Har Ridvaz, Shazeb Be'emes Atamu Minig Hanal, Shekol Echa Koysa Vizb Sefer Torah, Sha'idei Zeh, She'ev Shel Hachshir Sefer Torah. He does the Chatzil, that's how it has to be done. In order to be Mashal Sefer Torah, She'ein Yoidin Mikoroi, we don't know where it came from. Ve'ev Yishah Me'ha Admar Migur HaPrei Menachem, She'choysef Lefi Zeh Omar, Minog Yisrael Torah. She'al Yidei Minog Yisrael B'Sim Siva Sefer Torah Efshar L'Hachshir Torah. Look what it says. Minog Yisrael creates a kosher Torah. So we come away over here with Machlokes to review. Machlokes HaPoskim is in an outline letter. Is it called a kosher letter? The Divrei Malkiel says yes, and the Yad Yitzchak says no. Even according to Divrei Malkiel, it's not a hiddur to allow someone who's a Mechal Shabbos to fill it in, and he introduces a new problem. He may add a little more ink over the edges, and if he add more new ink over the edge, it's diyoy al gabe diyoy, which is a suffix in the Prima Godim. It may indeed be possible. Then we come out that even though but when it comes to everyone else, lechatchila, it's mashma that it's a good thing to do. Everyone should be given the opportunity to put a little dot in the Sefer Torah, and this is what, in fact, according to this Jewish, is an aid, is a testimony that this Sefer Torah was written by Achenu Bnei Yisrael, by Shomer Shabbos Jews. The only problem is, if you have a political nightmare, when you have people coming to the ceremony who are Mechalei Shabbos, then you have a problem, and then the only solution may indeed be not to allow anyone to write, not to insult anyone. I'll just tell you over a Maestro, I told the story to you probably a few times, but those who did not hear it, it's a very fascinating story. It's a Maestro Shahoya. I am an eyewitness to this story. And I am in Chaim Berlin, Yeshiva Ben Chaim Berlin, here on Coney Island. So there was once, there was a donor that wanted to give a brand new Sefer Torah to the Yeshiva. And the way I understood was that they said, okay, very nice, so we'll make a ceremony. We'll have a ceremony, everyone will come and write in the letters, and we'll take it out, and we'll dance like you see today, we'll do the whole spiel. In those days, they didn't have these trucks. It wasn't as elaborate. They used to make nice things, whatever, so we'll do the entire. So what I was told was that the Gedir said he has the Sefer Torah in his house, and there's nothing to do. It's complete. The Sefer Torah was commissioned, it was bought, he got possession of this Sefer Torah. There is nothing to do. So if he says it's nothing to do, if someone comes to the rabbi and tells them I have a Sefer Torah and it's filled until the very end, you're not going to believe him? Of course you're going to believe him, right? So we won't do the signing. We won't do the filling in of the letters. We'll just have some ceremony. We'll start in the high school, and we'll walk down the block on the island with a band and singing. We'll have a suda during Bein Hastarim, and we'll have speeches and dancing. And kachava, I remember the ceremony. They had it after first Seder. They had a very nice lebedik, a dancing down the block. They brought it to the yeshiva, and there's more dancing, and then they had a Hasuda, and there were speeches and so on and so forth. Shalom al Yisrael. The minig is that you lane from the new Sefer Torah for a year. So they started laning. They lane at least an entire year. Maybe it was even 2 years. I don't know if they laned every Shabbos. I don't know, but they laned occasionally. It was Parshas. Was it 2 years?
Yeah, because they switch off.
They switched off. They didn't lane every Shabbos. It was Parshas Hazinu. I was there. It was Parshas Hazinu, and the Baal Kori was laning, and he was laning Hazinu. And I know Hazinu, it's towards the end. It's not, and they just opened up, and as they were making the brachas, he noticed something doesn't look right at the end of the Sefer Torah. And he looked. And to his horror, he saw that it was outlined. That this Sefer Torah was written, was completed, but the Sefer, as the meaning of the Sefer, is the last couple of lines. They outline the letters, and they don't finish it off, so you can make a ceremony, you can fill in all the dots. And it was the middle of the laning, it was the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. So could you imagine? So they were laning from this Sefer Torah in Chaim Berlin. Okay, Chaim Berlin. This is serious stuff over here for two years. They don't do back nothing. So they called up. So right away. So what do you get? What's the halacha? So they called up. A very big paisek was there in the audience. Okay, and the Rosh Yeshiva said that he should come and paskin. So he comes up. And he looks it over very quickly, and he passes kosher. Kosher ain shiur mamish. What it says, the divrei malkiel ain shiur la'oyvei ha'isias. What? Ain shiur la'oyvei ha'isias. Okay, kosher. Okay. The next day, you can imagine this is a very big busha, tremendous busha, and the Sefer Torah was taken away and was very quickly was corrected, was taken care of. So someone went and he told over the story to Rabbi Belsky in Tar Vidas. So someone told him, Rabbi Belsky, Shem Refu Shalema. We have a Refu Shalema. I told Rabbi Belsky. Rabbi Belsky says, he's 100% right, 100% right, ain't Shir Levi HaYisiyos. But you know, on a practical level, I want to tell you something. I've gone to hundreds of these. Rabbi Belsky is very popular. I go to Hachanas Sefer Torah all the time. And the meaning I say from is, not all the time, he says, Most of the time, the last letter, Lamed, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, they bedafka do not connect the top of the Lamed to the bottom of the Lamed. For precisely this reason. Because they want to be Mechabed, you normally want to be Mechabed one person at the very, very end to really finish the Sefer Torah for real. Because if you go and you outline all of the letters, so the Sefer Torah is really finished. So there's no real purpose of having a ceremony because the Sefer Torah already says. But if you leave the last lamed and you don't connect the vav on top of the lamed to the lower part of the lamed, it's not a kosher lamed. It's outlined, but it's not connected. So you leave a little gap in order that the person, that the Rav or the Gevir that you mechabed to finish the Sefer Torah, he makes that last connection. Most of the Sofrim do not connect, make that last connection, and that would then mean that the Sefer Torah was really possible. So he just, I don't know the answer, I don't know the resolution, I don't know what happened. So he just said, it's true. Ainshir, but did the Paisek who was called up, he's not popular like me. He doesn't go to these things all the time. He knows the halacha and he runs to it very quickly. He's under a lot of pressure. Everyone is watching, everyone is waiting. He's looking. He doesn't know that. Look very carefully, you'll see that it's not connected. Or maybe not. Maybe he didn't know. Maybe he did. Maybe he did. And maybe it was connected. I don't know the answer. But it's just something, it's just an interesting observation, and how this halacha mamash came, halacha lamaisa. Such a thing you never expect, but you never know. The bizarre stories happen all the time. No one thought to check. Yeah.
I was going to say, after the Sefer Torah is finished, that you take out, you make a... You take off some of the ink, and every word you take out a little bit, and then the cipher fixes it.
You can't do that. It doesn't work like that.
But if you say that it, right, if the ice is kosher,
yeah,
you would actually have to be possible.
Don't they learn from the Sefer Torah that they just wrote before they make the Suda?
No, you don't. Well, first they didn't do any laning. That is a controversial minhag. If you lane, because there's a general rule that if you lane from a Sefer Torah, you have to make a bracha.
Yeah.
But you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha unless it's davening.
Yeah.
So at Siyum Sefer Torah in the more right wing circles, they will not lane. You finish the Sefer Torah. and that's it, you're done. I've seen in some more modern circles where they lean from the Sefer Torah. They do all this shtick. A lot of Rabbanim are very. Some of these things maybe have makoros. They have makoros. Some of these things. It's not. There are people who do this. Generally, I don't know what goes on out there, but in this community, it's not done. Not saying that it's not done. Period. It's done in some communities. I've seen it done once, but generally, you don't play around. There's enough what to do. They do hagba. The only ceremony they make is a hagba. Hagba galila. Other nice thing, I've seen this, now it's become more popular. I told these people originally, they thought I was crazy, but I saw this many when I was a very child. It made a very big impression upon me, and I convinced someone to do this. And now I already see I see online, people are doing this more often, is that you dress up the new Sefer Torah in a white mantle.
Yes.
You have a Sachlas Sefer Torah in the middle of the winter. Middle of winter, so they bought for the Sefer Torah a $500 mantle. It's green, it's blue, it's black. It's very expensive mantle. Usually you buy money, you buy a set. You buy white.
Also buy one for
a Sefer Torah is like an Achnas Sefer Torah, it's like a kala b'yoyim chupasa. So when I was a very child, I went to Achnas Sefer Torah, and it was the first time I saw such a thing. They come to the shul and they take out all of the other Sefer Torah to the Kabbalah's panim. And it was a big shul, they had like probably 10 Sefer Torah, and they were all black, blue, green, and the only one that was white was the new Sefer Torah. It was the middle of the winter, it was a freezing cold day. What? It was white. And it was very nick, it was very beautiful. The white Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah that's a new Sefer Torah, with its keser, was being welcomed by the new Sefer Torah. And it was very noticeable who the new Sefer Torah is, because it was like a kala b'yoyim chupasa. So I saw that, it was very nice, and then I years later, I know someone that made a chumash Sefer Torah, so I told him about this minuk. He was very intrigued with this minuk, and he did it. And then when my father spoke, he actually was part of his drasha. That was all drasha, was a kala. But recently I've seen online, you know, they have every so often by different Hasidic Rebbes, they make Achlas Sefer Torah, a little Sefer Torah. I've seen this, it's becoming very popular that indeed they go and they drape the new Sefer Torah in the white mantle for the Yomim Noiroim. What?
Bushes like trees on them.
You see what goes on. They have all of these fancy canopies, and they do all these things. Everyone.
I have a story of Rabbi Akiva
Hager. Yeah.
If a city has 10 butchers, and 9 of them are kosher, and you find a piece of meat,
call a parish or a parish. Yeah.
So why over here don't say the same thing?
Well, this maisa, there must have been a reyasa. It must have been that there is a reyasa in this maisa. There must have been a specific reason why there was a real chshat. That's a suit.
The Torah is written.
Yeah,
and your shayla is maybe
some
minra.
What?
Look, they know in Europe there were a lot of seifim that were written on Shabbos.
You wouldn't notice it because if they want to start voracious.
There was a reyasa. Look, they know for a fact there were sifrei Torah in Europe that were written on Shabbos. On Shabbos, seifim were very poor, and no one knew what you were doing, and they this is the parnasa, and they wrote on Shabbos. They were caught. They were caught. I think that even today, if you do a computer scan,
they know who wrote it.
They can tell you this Sefer Torah. There's certain stuff, and they will not. They can tell if it was written on Shabbos. I don't know how
they can tell.
They can tell
it was written by a cipher who was
chayshes that they. So you have to assume the case was there was a reyasa. There was a reason to suspect. Otherwise, you're right. Call the parish. You go to a shul, you have to go to shilas. You go to a shul, you get an ali. You have to have shahu at the Sefer Torah. You don't have to have shilas. You have a right. The chesed is kashrus. All right, let's stop here. Take a short break.
Mm-hmm. Right, go ahead.
We're not eating in anyone else's house, especially his children, because one child wasn't so kosher. He said he wanted to make it so he wouldn't eat anyone. And he wouldn't eat out of his house at all. That's our point.
He didn't
eat out of his house.
Some rabbis in modern communities have that problem.
Yes.
They're balabatim. The balabatim come to me. Some balabatim is questionable. Some are very good. Go to him, not to me. It's a big problem.
He would go? Yeah. my bar mitzvah, something like that, when you went to catering for lunch, or any kosher on catering, you would have a drink of soda or something, wouldn't you? I don't understand the concept. The posek makes a decision on it's kosher. Is it kosher? Even if this toss he made a mistake, what's, you know, like, it's a certification.
It depends. It depends on the situation. It's not so simple. Sometimes yes, sometimes not.
Yeah, so the guy says, this, I certify this meat is kosher and everyone eats it, and it's not kosher.
You don't bless the food. A lot of goyim think that a rabbi, he blesses the food. It's not a blessing the food. It's a question of, but you have certain shilas that the rav passes kosher in Echnami. It's kosher.
Even though someone may come later and say, no, you're wrong.
No, you don't have a right to change the decision of the first rav. That's right.
Now, you always say that, you know, in school you get a report card. So in life you don't get a report card until the end. You know, you get up there and someone gives you a report card.
You keep on changing the grades. It's in flux.
Yeah. No. It's better if you have a report. This way you know if you do.
You know what you're holding.
I know a guy who was in a substitute in my school, public school. He was in veterinary school in Italy. And he would take all the textbooks. He didn't have to go to classes. He would come here because he couldn't understand the lecture. Anyway, he could read Italian, but he couldn't understand it. And he would study and then go back and take the final exam. Very hard to do that. Because you don't know to what level they're asking you a question. It's not like a... You can study, and you didn't study to the level they're going to ask. You don't know that. But at the first exam, you see that, oh, you got a 60, you know, and you need a 90, then you know that you didn't study enough.
Who is his mother?
It depends how we go. Which way is it?